This is Nika, and I'm talking to Samir from the cypherpunk scene. And, well, we've just been listening to your workshop, which gave a lot of insight into what kind of people are there behind all those big names you hear every day. I think what most of the people would be interested in now to hear is if you could describe once more how you got into hacking to, yeah, love the hacker scene, cypherpunk scene especially. If you could just in some words explain.
Okay. So back when I was in high school, back in 1991, I was involved in a bunch of bulletin board systems back in the local community where I lived. I would just dial up and I would download the latest pirate software and I would read all the files about phone phreaking, and it was all very exciting and it was interesting, but it didn't really compel me to a great deal. I was pretty complacent. I thought that the government was just a good thing and everyone's friend at the time. But then one of the bulletin board systems that I was using on a regular basis was raided by the United States Secret Service, and they seized all of the computers that were running the bulletin board system, even though they weren't going to press charges, or even though the owner of the system hadn't committed any crimes. They just were seizing it because that was the law, that they were allowed to do that. And up until that point, I thought the U.S. Constitution was something which was a great thing, and people always respected it and that sort of thing, and I learned that the government doesn't do that these days. So I got very upset. I didn't know what was going on. Sort of like all my ideals had been shattered. But I learned after doing some research that there was this technology called cryptography, which people could use to regain their power. If the government was interested in abusing their civil liberties, people could use cryptography to protect themselves from abuses of their civil liberties on the part of the government. So I became very involved in that scene, started talking to a number of the cypherpunks who are living in California. And then when I graduated from high school, I moved out to California and became involved. And then just a year later, I started my company.
So that means that people in Europe should also try to distribute PGP or to include it in Linux distributions. Yeah, rather heavily.
Yes, because including PGP is 100 is including the free version of PGP, because PGP is commercial software, so you don't want to be committing piracy when you include the software. But including the free version of PGP in international distributions of whatever CD you bundle in with a magazine or a Linux distribution or whatever is 100% legal and recommended. So you could use TripleDES, which at 112 bits, and you get a significant amount of security. With an RSA, you can use RSA with 1,024 bits and get a reasonable amount of security. But if you use RSA with 512 bits, then you don't get a significant amount of security. The U.S. government allows the export of 512-bit RSA and 56-bit DES. And so that's a good indicator that both of those are not secure. They don't allow the export of 1,024-bit RSA or 112-bit triple DES. And so that's a good indicator that it might be secure.
Okay, finally, onto some more personal questions, perhaps. Could you perhaps once more describe your best experience with hacking? Or do you have any tips for new hackers, people who would like to become a hacker?
Yeah, I don't have... best experiences are kind of tough. I've had a lot of really good experiences over the past few years. So it's just been a lot of fun. Accomplishing things and seeing things in action and seeing the results that I've been able to accomplish have been just really good. Being able to know that through just seeing people using cryptography worldwide, and the fact that the U.S. government restrictions on cryptographic exports have not worked 100%. They've worked to a significant degree, but still people can use cryptography worldwide and protect themselves. And as far as tips go, I think that tips. what I said earlier, I suppose, is the right thing. Just do whatever seems to be the most important, most pressing need from your perspective. And if you do that and you do what you think is right, then that will lead you in the right path.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for this interview. And have a nice evening.
Thank you.